Hi, this is Rob Rose, announcer for the Corey and Joel Radio Show. The program you are about to hear does not reflect the opinions of me, the National Organization of Women, the ACLU, the Catholic League, the NAACP, the United States government, your girlfriend, or any other bitch-ass bustas.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Hello, everyone.
It's number 109 is what this one is.
Good evening and afternoon and morning, little snuggle bumps.
Hey.
How are you?
Welcome in.
I got a new puppy, Joel.
Oh, that's so great. Well, we'll have to talk long and hard.
Oh, yeah.
We're still doing
this. 109 shows. You can't stop us.
No.
Still going.
That's right. We're still strong. We're out of. We've made it out of Black History Month.
Yes, we did.
We celebrated last month. Last week on the show.
It was dangerous because
we had a controversy last week. We'll have to get into
sure.
that. This is the Klaxons. This is from their album that I don't know what it's called, but it's the new Fly. It's their debut album. They're from the UK. They're a dance rock group.
Chill.
The Klaxons.
Chill was on last week, and his pimp hand is strong.
Chill was here talking about his white
strong.
Women. He was great when he talked about that chick that he was helping write jokes, and when he figured out he wasn't going to fuck her,
yeah,
he just stopped. That was great.
Joke on you.
Yeah, turn the klaxons off, homie. There you go. Yeah, it was good. It was good. That was the best part. But the controversy was, I don't know, Russ, if you... first of all, our guest today, Russ Brown, everybody. Russ.
Hello,
Russ
everybody.
Has been on the show before, both live in concert and
exactly.
in the studio, and Russ will be emceeing our roast.
Brownie,
we'll talk about that.
Doing
bit.
A heck of a job.
Yeah, professor.
And, there was a controversy. I have it here, Russ. I don't know if you saw this on the show. But
Russ will be emceeing the big roast.
Yes, but I put this on in celebration of Black History Month.
Uh-huh.
And I got in trouble for. I said, "Nah, I don't want to fuck my head up."
Sure,
but I explained to him that this was my wave cap. Now you're from kind of a black area, right?
You
grew up
in the Flint area
where there's a lot of black guys. And he told me that this wasn't a wave cap.
It's not a wave cap.
He said it's a shower cap.
It's a shower cap.
Okay,
sure. Yeah.
But I
that's what my Nana wears, so her perm when it's fresh doesn't go.
Well,
straight.
And that's what I explained to him that I looked this up, and what I was actually referring to, I did make an error. This is not a wave cap, but this would be considered a Jerry curl cap.
Yeah.
You'd
it's also considered an embarrassment for all white people.
Well, anyway, if you want to see me with that, I'm on the front page of CoreyandJoelRadio.com with that on.
It's not funny.
I love you called it a wave.
In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny.
It was very funny when I had that on. And then Corey...
I was just like, he put it on, I went... Oh, for the
love
of crap.
Well, Chill's face was like,
you would be the
damn.
Creepiest old woman ever.
No, Chill was looking at me like.
Chill turned into Diane Sawyer. He got that white. He was just like.
She was like, what is your problem with that? You know, it was very funny.
Oh, did he get mad?
Oh, he got totally mad, yeah. And then Mike Lundy, who was going to come in and do the show, but he was working or whatever he was doing that night. He went on our forum and like said, that is not a wave cap and it's a shower cap and you're stupid and all this stuff. So I had to go to Wikipedia, which is the central hub for all black information.
Yeah.
And I went on there and found that indeed it was something that you would wear for Jerry curl.
Well,
Mike says, well, nobody has Jerry curl anymore, but that was the joke.
No, it's just a rubber cap.
That's all
it is. You're either trying to keep something off your hair or keep something on your hair off the other stuff. A wave cap is much tighter.
It's like this
poofy, like...
But I thought... First of all, I have to credit my brother for this term.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that came up with it, at least in my knowledge, that was the wave cap.
See, Joel went to Wikipedia. I consulted Jigipedia, which is
which is
run out of a pool hall on McNichols.
Oh, stop it.
That's just...
You suck.
That is the worst.
Oh, I suck.
And then Corey was like all jealous that I was getting...
You.
I was getting my picture in the shower cap. So Corey's like, I got to do my thug pictures.
What?
And I'm like, no, we're not even going to put those on. And now you're being buffoonish.
What?
You had a chance to do it on the show, and you didn't.
What
and
ring
I refused,
of hell do you live
I
in?
I refused to put up Corey's photo.
What ring of hell do you live in that you're jealous that you didn't get a picture with that plastic cap on?
No, I wasn't putting the cap
he
on.
He had some
I
other. Just, he did some other stuff.
I struck some poses, and I.
He was like flashing gang signs. It was really.
I represented the hood.
Because when you think of Corey and Joel,
and I look at him now. See, look at him over there.
Two stone face killers.
I used to be able to do this.
Yeah. Before your fingers turned.
I know
into,
my fat hands. I can't do the blood symbol.
Turned into corn dogs that you got over
if
there.
You crip walk to the fridge to get a beer.
Yeah.
So I used to do that. I used to know the blood.
So
symbols.
I've saved you that. I'll take the heat on that. I did it on the show.
All I got to say is
it was kind of a funny picture.
Chill was very funny, but boy did he love those Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, he did. He enjoyed Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Ate the whole bag.
So yeah, if you missed last week's show. We were supposed to do a Black History Month roundtable, Russ, but the guys, one guy just couldn't get here, and the other guy was working, so that's what you
car
get.
Car problems, you know.
That's what you get from trying to schedule.
That's why it's the shortest month.
Well, that's why.
It's always Black History
Month. It was
going to
be the longest month, and then nobody showed up.
In our hearts, it's always Black History Month.
But so we enjoyed that show, but now we'll move on. We do have our roast coming
up. Yes.
With Russ, who's going to be our host for that. We got to go over the list and who's on and who's
the hostess. With the
I don't want to even say some of the names that are there, thinking somebody might. People will go like, I'm not going to that now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, can I confirm a name? Do you have a drum roll here?
Oh, my God.
Can I do this? Go ahead. Go ahead.
How come it always takes me forever to find the drum
roll? Oh, there we go. I just confirmed this. His people called me. They got a call from his people, but it's definitely true. Hortense, the hand puppet of low self-esteem, is promising an appearance. So this
that is a big get.
It is a really big get. He's actually
know what that is.
Well, that's because you're not hip. And
what's a Hortense, the hand puppet?
Well, he got his start opening up for HIV Fonzarelli.
He's closely associated with Sampler X. And MC
like
Sampler.
That's like a road show for, you know, sock puppets.
Yeah, he's quite a talent.
He's
so.
Also been known to work with Harry the Bat Out of Hell Barbarian.
Oof.
Yeah.
He plays all the big clubs.
Harry's
Hortense is a big star. I don't
know.
So
anyway,
is that legitimately a comic?
I told Harry he can come on if he's Hortense.
So that show.
Oh, so Harry Barbarian.
You know Harry.
I know Harry, yeah.
Right. Well, Harry wants to be on the roast, but I told him I won't let him on as him. So he has to do his hand puppet because.
You suck. But if you could make a character with no background, no nothing.
No, he has a whole story with the puppet.
Really?
Yeah, he was on the show. He explained
I
the
actually
thing,
would
yeah.
prefer if Harry was a plant in the audience.
Okay, we could do that, too. We could do that.
Not even like an actual on-stage character.
But anyway, Harry's going to fly in, so I told Harry he could have a spot. So
I like Harry, but the first time I ever met Harry was at Joey's, and he's like, do you have children? And I was like, yeah, which is kind of it's a weird opener.
Yeah.
And then he says, I've got a children's audiobook. Do your kids have a hard time sleeping? And I'm like, no. He's like, you should play this.
They
for
will
him.
After
help.
This. Yeah.
He said it will help them sleep, and he gives it to me, and I listen to it in the car on the way home, and it was the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
It was hard.
Yeah,
it was bad. I know subliminally it was like, kill your parents, you know. Take the credit cards and mail it to Harry Barbarian.
But anyway, let me give the actual list of who's coming in addition to Russ Brown. The great Bill Bouchard, our favorite here on the show, is going to be
huzzah!
Coming. And, of course, P.J. Butland. You can have a roast without P.J.
Terrific.
You got to have P.J. Steve Sabo has confirmed his appearance.
The caffeinated
roast.
Voice. Of
the caffeinated voice of reason. Mike Lundy will get to finally straighten me out on my shower caps live on March 14th. At
represent.
The
word is bond.
Sal D'Amelio will be appearing.
Hey!
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
About John Tortolot will be performing that night.
Wow.
So we're in for a tough night. These are some good guys.
Tortolot.
And Chill will be appearing there as
Chill
well.
Chill will be there.
Provided.
He will be loud.
He will be there. He will be loud and not funny, probably. But that's what's good about Chill is when he bombs. That's when he's the best. And then also a live appearance from announcer Rob Rose will be there.
Hey, there you go.
Rob Rose will be appearing that night. And I guess I'll announce this now. This could fall out, but Ross, this will be certainly fodder for you and the other comics. German superfan Niels will be flying in.
Oh,
specifically
my freaking
for the event.
God.
And you have to be at the Comedy Castle on March 14th because that is going to be
listen,
the greatest
I...
night.
I have the internet. When you Google,
of all time.
When you Google, you know,
it's
things
amazing,
German.
It's amazing, don't you think?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
No.
Of course not.
He's going to be there.
No. When you know, Germans can be weird sometimes, and I know the whole pooping on things is weird. I've seen those videos on the internet, but nothing to me is more bizarre than a guy who flies from Germany to Ferndale.
Would you like a
roast?
You like a poop porno? Because he wants
no.
to. Niels wants to know what we want from Germany, and
a Scheisse video.
Brings, would you like a Scheisse video?
No. How about no?
Well, I would want Niels. I'll take a Scheisse video. Put me down for that.
Really?
Yeah, I'll take some Toffee Fae, few gummy bears and a Scheisse video. Well, I mean, just for maybe we
can
do,
I get a can I get a Toberline and then a Scheisse video?
We could do we can do like a jerk off home companion with a German porno.
Oh, how do you even?
We had a German like cum video that we watched once on jerk off home companion that was just evil, like just pure.
Compared
wickedness.
To a shit film, okay, sure.
It was all evil right. though. I mean, it was really right. bad. It was. So anyway, Niels is gonna come that night. Well, he's gonna come to the roast that.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. It was great. It
Thank
was
you.
Amazing.
I don't think Oksana is gonna make it though. I put in a call. Out. I want Oksana Bayul to make it, but
I would love. I
don't think she's gonna
there.
Be here. So Oksana,
Russ, what if you took Niels to the gun range?
Right.
Could you do that? That's a very American thing.
Do that.
Do,
well,
yeah. You shoot off some guns.
Russ likes his firearms.
Yeah, well, maybe Russ.
I'm an ex-Marine. I like to shoot. That's what we do. We're not.
My dad was grumbling about the Marines the other day. I told you this. It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad's like, the Marines are like the Notre Dame of the military. They're so overrated.
Oh.
Yeah. My dad. My dad's an Army guy. So he's
what
like,
was that, Joel?
My dad was like.
I want to put. That's going to be my new ringtone. Joel going, no! Did Archie, Edith Bunker just make an appearance?
I didn't know the Marines were overrated.
Now you're doing your dad. You're doing an impression of your
Gloria.
Dad.
Gloria. No, my dad was just funny. He's like, there was a Marine commercial on. He's like, a goddamn Marine. You know, the Marines won the whole war by themselves. You know, that was a goddamn. He was all like, yeah. I never saw it. I was in Vietnam. Didn't see one damn Marine. But I was
I think your dad's a little bitter.
He was like, yeah, they get a ride from the Navy, and then the Army bails them out.
Oh, that happens all the time. That is
whatever. He was. It was just funny. My dad to
we
suddenly,
got a good. We got
suddenly
a good
get
those
the old
Marines.
Nom vet shit coming and cracking up.
Just a Marines commercial. Just set him off. Just like that. Just like he's watching the tube.
Yeah,
and
23 hours a day. My dad sits there and watches Everybody Loves Raymond or you know Law and Order.
Yeah,
and then you know gets a little teary eyed when Oprah saves black children in South Africa. But then then once in a great while, my dad will be like, God damn, I'm ready. Some little Nom guy will come out.
I saw he probably saw a palm tree from IKEA and was like, ah, that goddamn child.
Man in the black pajamas everywhere.
Well, wow. But I don't know where to go with
he
that.
Just, it was funny. He was just like bitching about the Marines. That was out of nowhere. That was funny.
Well, speaking of.
Well, we're dicks. That's the way that works.
He was in the Army, so at least he's got. I don't have any opinion personally, but.
Right.
He at least was in the Army. He's got the right to do that.
Yeah. Well, anyone that fights is.
You can have an opinion. It's fine.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if I was a guy.
I think it's cute when you guys fight amongst each other.
Right, right. If I was a guy that was actually in, like, the military, I think I would feel more free to criticize.
Well,
other
the Navy's
branches.
For fags, and we all
well,
know that.
Well, whatever.
So.
I mean, listen. Those guys get blown up too. Those guys get
in the Navy.
Oh yeah,
they used to in World
well,
War
the
II.
Guys
they
with
did.
The guys with the boat. The
guys with the boat.
The guy
with
the coal.
The coal.
Oh,
the
yeah.
coal got blown up. Navy guys get blown up occasionally.
Yeah,
being in the Navy used to be very challenging, but now the U.S. dominates the ocean. Like,
yeah,
so bad.
Weren't they fighting pirates off the coast of Africa?
They are, yeah.
See, that's tough. I don't want to do
tough.
That.
Tough.
It would
that's
be like
weirdos with pistols attacking a frigate.
It'd be like LeBron James and Kobe Bryant playing a pickup game against the Huntington Woods Men's Rec League.
Or
like five Jews. Yeah.
Yeah.
And me trying to stop LeBron going to the paint.
Yeah.
U.S.
Well,
Navy
listen,
just dominating.
Hey, anybody that's in harm's way, I've got respect for.
No, I understand, but it's like.
You guys can suck each other's dicks all you want on the Navy.
No,
I don't care.
I don't want to be on a submarine for like
no,
the rest
no,
of my
that's,
life.
No, that seems bad.
No, I actually had a cousin who joined the Navy to be a cook. Don't ask me why. Apparently, Ponderosa wasn't paying enough.
Right.
And he joined the Navy to be a cook. And I made the joke, you go down 150 men and come back 75 couples.
Yeah.
Oh. And he did.
Oh.
And I swear to God. And he runs a Barbie shop in West Virginia with this big queen who talks like Harvey Firestone.
Wait. A Barbie
I'm
shop?
Not, I'm not
what
even
is
kidding.
A Barbie? Like he sells Barbie.
Sells Barbie dolls. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the new Beanie Babies, apparently. And he's the biggest,
that's
nicest.
That's faggot stuff.
He's the
you
biggest,
call
nicest
by
queen.
Name, that's strictly for fags.
And
wow.
My cousin is like 6'4 and looks like John Wayne. He's this giant guy, and he's like, oh, you know, Billy, he's such a good guy. And he goes on and on, and I was like,
well, strip down and get relaxed.
That sounds bad.
When you think about places that, you know, are all about understanding, you go, yeah, West Virginia.
But
that's where I'm going to put up my Barbie
great
shop.
That's a great place for gays to
did
go.
Did the Navy do it to him? Like, he was fine, and when the Navy came out gay?
He had a prom date.
No.
He went to his recruiters. He went on a submarine, and he came back.
This is a chicken and an egg thing.
Huh?
This is a chicken and egg thing.
I agree with Corey.
I often argue that Catholic priests were gay to begin with. Like, Right. And they were attracted to the priesthood because...
They were like, trying to not be gay.
They're a little pervy and they want to cover it up.
Yeah.
And you think the Navy attracts gays because they want to be on a boat with some dudes for the rest of their life?
I don't know.
I'm wondering about this.
I agree with Corey. I think the Navy, I think if you're gay and you want to be in the military, you go to the Navy because you hear it's full of fags. And then you go in there and you want to fight. But listen, fags can fight. If fags want to fight for a country, let them fight. I don't
care. Is Operation Petticoat the favorite movie of gay Navy men? Is it like where they painted the submarine purple pink? Remember that? It was a great one. Anyway.
Oh, man. But,
Father Goose with Cary Grant.
What?
And we talked about Klinger, I think, extensively on our Lost bonus feature.
Klinger?
Talked about Klinger?
I think we had a mass discussion on there.
Yeah, so if you want to get... That was actually very funny.
Sign up for the mailing list if you want bonus features like these.
Yeah, we watched a roast. We watched a roast. We watched Lost live and commentated on it, but we got so bored we ended up talking about MASH. Yeah. Three's Company.
It was a good Heroes last night, though. Unlike Lost, that show actually delivers.
Did you watch the Black Donnellys? Everyone was talking about
tried
that.
And couldn't.
Couldn't, horrible.
What's ended up watching Oprah.
What's the Black Donnellys?
It's like some mobster show. It's some, it's
a
new
show
NBC
that features
show.
No actual black people.
Yeah, it's about...
It's a show called The Black Donnellys with
it's about Irish mobsters.
Well, it's about black Irish?
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
They're black Irish.
Believe me, the show's probably gone off the air by the time anyone hears this.
I don't know if you've heard this, Joel, but Irish guys in cities like New York and Boston sometimes run afoul of crime.
Oh, do they really?
I don't know if you've heard of this.
Yeah, they're probably drunks, too. Will you quit with that?
I'm kooky with this. Sometimes young Irish guys, like, they drink and fight.
What? Right.
Yeah, I know. It's wild. Woo. Next, it's going to be...
Archie!
It's going to be next week.
Ooh.
Next week, a show called
Ross.
That's going to be my ringtone.
Oh.
Well, you can download the show. And
it's
going to
be my car alarm.
But can we change the topic? Can we
speaking of something that's really gay.
Yes.
All right.
Forget the Navy. The all-time gay of all
Yeah, the
things.
Gay Super Bowl. The Oscars was
exactly.
The other night. We'll talk
Sunday
about
night.
That. Well, first of all, you want to go into who won and who lost and if you care about that?
You know, we didn't actually do picks.
We didn't do picks this year. Last year, we did our Oscar extravaganza with Debbie Schlissel. Which I guess cured insomnia all over the world, but wasn't a great show. So we didn't do that this year because it was Black History Month. But we both liked The Departed.
I think that Helen Mirren will win. Anyway,
well, we both liked The Departed and it won, and that was good. We liked Little Miss Sunshine. In fact, I talked about that when I saw it originally, like back in the fall, and it was not a big deal.
My ballot was pretty good. I think I filled one out with my girlfriend, and the only two places I got really screwed were Alan Arkin.
Yeah, Alan Arkin was a surprise that Eddie Murphy didn't win. Although I think the Norbit factor really cost Eddie Murphy the Oscar.
When is the voting cut off?
But you know what? Even if it did, they saw the commercial for it and went like, "We can't give this fucking buffoon the Oscar."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think there's no possible way.
It literally, instead of actually, because you can't flush a Golden Globe down a toilet.
Right.
He put out Norbit, and then Norbit came out between the Golden Globes and the Oscars.
But remember, he also he won the Golden Globe. And he kind of gave a dicky speech. He wasn't real humble. He was kind of a jerk. He didn't thank James Brown, who had just died.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people expect him to because he's kind of playing James Brown.
Oh, he is a dick.
Yeah, and he just kind of came off as a tool. And Little Miss Sunshine got all this hype. It got, like, you know, and it started building momentum. And
then Alan Arkin went up and gave a speech.
They had,
Alan Arkin.
That greatest actor to ever pick up a man dressed as a woman, a category with Eddie Murphy and. Was it Hugh, what's his name?
Hugh Grant?
Well,
Hugh
that's
Grant.
A that's
that was an actual
category.
Woman that.
Yeah.
What about Wesley Snipes and Tu Wong Fu?
Okay.
Yes.
With Patrick Swayze.
Speaking of Alan Arkin, though, I had this article. This was great. He did a couple fun. I guess this was from the red carpet, and this was on Access Hollywood, but I have the transcript here of what he said. They asked him on Access Hollywood about should Abigail Breslin, the little girl from Little Miss Sunshine, win Best Supporting Actress?
Yeah.
And this is what he said. This is a quote of him.
The movie he was in.
The movie he was in, which he was
nominated
for. Girl
he acted against.
And he said, should she win it before the award show? And he goes, I hope she loses, frankly. No, I'm serious. I am not joking. I hope she loses. What, next year she's going to get the Nobel Prize? It's enough. She's had enough attention. I love her, and I love her family, and I feel enough is enough. She's a kid. She needs to have a childhood. I hope she loses.
Julie, that was good, but you got to do a little more with your hands.
I could have done it a little bit.
Next time you talk a little bit more with your
hands.
I could
have talked like the Anna Nicole judge, who we'll talk about in a little bit.
What a dick.
But you know what?
He's not wrong.
But here's the thing. He's completely right about that. And then it was great because I saw him on the E! Red Carpet special, and he was talking to Ryan Seacrest, who is the worst interviewer of all time.
But he's pretty.
And Seacrest goes up to him, and he goes, you know, you did this movie and it was kind of you, you.
Do I make you a little horny?
He was
Ryan Seacrest.
You know, he was. You're saying all this. You did. He had all this harsh language, and you did it in front of the little girl. And he goes, I never did it in front of the little girl. I made sure she was wearing her headphones. Which, if you've seen the movie, that's what he does. And he goes, the little girl never heard anything she said. I said on the. I would never do that. And Ryan goes, well, it's an R-rated movie, isn't it? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, well, hasn't she seen it? And he goes, yeah, she's probably seen it 10 times. What's the difference? Like, Ryan Seacrest was trying to, like, goad him into talking about how
what
little
a, well,
wow.
What a douche Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, and it's like Alan Arkin just wants to smack this guy and go, who cares if... I mean, if you've seen Little Miss Sunshine, he swears in it a few times. That's a really funny dialogue.
There's a whole bit
dialogue.
He goes on this...
Yeah, because in Hollywood, when you have a child actor, the worst thing you're worried about is potty mouth.
You know, meanwhile, Dakota Fanning's doing this movie where she's getting raped.
Right, and most of Little Miss Sunshine is...
I'm not kidding. And she's like, that's coming out.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, it was at Sundance. It was a big scandal.
Oh, well.
She was like 11, and she says this movie, she's getting raped in it.
Yeah, more 11-year-old rape films,
dog.
Please.
Yeah.
So anyway, Alan Arkin...
get that in Germany.
Alan Arkin...
yeah, Niels, if you can bring an 11-year-old rape film...
No, stop.
That's
seriously,
what Joel is
seriously,
like.
Stop. Seriously, stop. I don't want any... you're joking. You're kidding.
That's complete
Russ is
sarcasm.
Kidding.
Okay.
My statements were for sure.
Because I don't
purposes.
Want... Because what will happen is Niels will actually bring one
oh.
and get busted at customs. Find out he was coming here. And Niels, don't bring anything.
You don't think you need the press? Come on.
Niels,
be
Niels.
Like Corey and Joel.
Niels, bring gummy bears and Toffee Fae, and that's
yeah.
it. I can get
can you see the,
and a shit film. Don't
no,
forget.
We don't. I don't want a shit film. I was
what
kidding about that.
Oh.
Customs agents in LA or in LaGuardia or wherever he stops beating him his head in.
And then it's going to be like, I'm going
airport.
To Ferndale to meet Corey and Joel.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be like, oh, fuck. Don't bring anything. Russ is an idiot.
It was obvious sarcasm. I think you think Niels is retarded.
But he's German, and his English may not be that good. His comprehension.
I actually read a story that there's lots of World War II shells that are unexploded all over Germany.
Okay.
So could you try
you
and
bring... find one of those?
You know, there's all kinds of bombs that didn't go off. That are they're finding them all. No, seriously.
That is true.
Whenever
That's
they like
true.
Whenever they build something in Berlin, they're like, yeah, there's bombs down there.
Yeah,
because like millions of bombs landed
millions.
And didn't explode.
But we don't want a bomb. We don't want. We're kidding. We don't want Niels to try to bring a bomb through airport.
Corey and Joel told me to bring a bomb on the plane.
How about your grandfather's? Can I get your grandfather's what's
SS uniform?
Yeah, can I get an SS?
Oh. His Luger.
A Luger. Can I get one of those?
Was his grandfather?
I don't know. He's very touchy.
How about the keys your grandfather used to lock the Jews into?
Okay, stop.
Listen,
that's out of line.
I just want to. Niels is very touchy about the
Jew
jokes. And
Germans are in general.
So if you come to the roast, because PJ was doing those when he was here last year, and very sensitive
stuff. I can't stop PJ. Who can stop
PJ?
PJ
is yeah.
Good luck.
PJ will take out all of Germany with one fell swoop of his meaty paws.
You know, I drank
a fight, and they brought a fire truck.
You know, I just
I
had a couple Michelob people.
Fire truck.
PJ will just be there. Now, do you want to talk more about who won the Oscars?
Yeah, let's get into this.
Well, I'm going to talk about who's hot and who's not in a minute because I have my list.
Joel
extensive list.
Worked hard.
It was very hard.
Joel was taking notes during the Oscars.
I really was.
Not about who. First off, let me say this: a boring ceremony.
Yes, very bad.
It was bad.
Not funny. Ellen didn't. The good thing that was kind of funny was when she took the picture with Clint Eastwood, and she had Spielberg, and she was telling him out of
script,
frame.
She gave the script to
that
Scorsese.
Wasn't funny, but the woman she took the picture I thought was kind of funny. So anyway,
she was not that obnoxious.
She's pretty bad.
I would have TiVo'd the Oscars and watched Mass for the Shut-ins. I think on cable access.
I think she should have done more dancing.
She didn't really dance. Oh, she did. She had the gospel choir come out. Which
you,
I found
you, did
very
you not
odd
see
at the
Oscars?
Beginning.
I didn't. I caught like the last 15 minutes.
You were like, what do you do?
I can't remember what I was doing that
you
night.
You had children to rear, I know.
I had a show.
You were beating
that
off
night.
The future weapons
How
or
dare
something.
You. I had a show.
You were like, hey.
Future weapons.
You're sitting there jerking off the future weapons on Discovery.
It's a good show.
Is it really?
It's, yeah. Well, yeah,
the
it's,
new Heckler and see, Koch can fire 45 rounds in under a second.
They did a thing on the 416, which is a replacement. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. My comments were...
22 Raptor.
Ellen sucked.
Okay.
Clint Eastwood...
Who saw that coming?
Should probably just go home and stay home.
That was great.
You mean
like,
the home. He should go
when,
to the
well,
Shady Acres.
My Deadpool pick, Ennio Morricone, who looked real brittle.
Yeah. He was better looking than Peter O'Toole.
Another of my Deadpool picks. Peter O'Toole looked like a Skeletor. I mean,
Peter O'Toole is frightening looking.
O'Toole looks worse than Peter Boyle looks today.
You know, Peter O'Toole's bad. Peter Boyle's been dead for 2 months.
Right.
He's like one of those old guys. Like sometimes when you get old, you start looking gay. Like you know. And Peter O'Toole was always a little swish.
Gay. He's English.
No, he was always a little swish. But now he's so old, he's looking feminine. But
did he do a movie about being a pedophile?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Central Casting.
Wasn't a pedophile. I mean, she was like 20.
No, in the movie, I thought he was.
No,
I
in Venus,
she was...
no, she's like 20 or something.
Oh, all right. Well, then that's not creepy.
Well, I love. There's always the one guy who has the movie that like nobody sees.
Sure.
But they get nominated for it. And remember, there was that Blue Sky movie that Jessica Lange was in the 1 year.
Sure.
Nobody saw the goddamn movie, but they like. Yeah. Wasn't Nick Nolte had that too? He was in a movie that like nobody saw.
Mother Night or something.
Yeah,
it happens all the time.
And there's always the one guy that gets nominated for a movie. Well, the Half Nelson guy, too, got nominated.
Ryan Gosling.
In movie
about six people who weren't actually paid to see that saw Half Nelson.
Yeah. No one saw that movie, but he's nominated. He's there, and everyone's
Which apparently was really a great movie. That's one I didn't see.
I didn't see that.
All the Oscar movies.
But it was really no, Last King of Scotland won, or Forest Whitaker
and
won for that.
It was good.
Everyone knew he was going to win. Everyone knew Helen Mirren was going to win for the Queen.
Is Forest Whitaker's eye getting lazier?
Yeah, it is. I think it is.
I don't know what's going on with him, but he's...
It's like when you give an eye a lot of rewards, it has no incentive anymore. That eye is getting lazier.
His eye is a character actor now.
It really is. And it helped in the movie because he like really seemed crazy.
For
well, he's
sure.
He's got a weird ear, too. Doesn't he have an ear that goes out one way?
He's creepy as shit.
He's weird and like asymmetrical looking.
When he was on the Shield, that he was crazy.
Yeah, he could go to a doctor at any time and get that lazy eye.
Yeah, you're for it.
Sammy tried doing that, and it never worked for him.
Sammy.
That was a glass eye.
Sammy had a real eye for a while that they never fixed. And Falk. Sammy had a real eye, didn't he, for a while?
No, he lost his eye in a car accident.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Peter Falk's the guy I'm thinking of. Peter Falk is I.
Peter Falk had a bad that day.
But anyhow, let's get into
his glass eye was better than Forrest Whitaker's.
Forrest
real
Whitaker has a weird eye.
Eye,
yes.
You know, Columbo's glass eye followed better than Forrest Whitaker's eye. It's unbelievable.
You wouldn't say that if he was standing here, would you?
Peter Falk, he's a seven.
No.
Oh, Forrest Whitaker?
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker's a big dude. Peter Falk, I could take.
Peter Falk, I'll give you that.
He's a brutal old man.
You can take Peter Falk.
No, but God did Peter O'Toole look
Peter
like
O'Toole
hell.
Looked real old.
And he had like a caftan. What was he wearing? Like an ascot or something?
A dickie or something. Yeah, it was weird.
It was big, fruity Tony Curtis things. It was great. So tremendous. So gay.
Yeah, Peter O'Toole, very old looking. Scorsese finally won, which was good because, you know.
Yeah, well, the fix was in on Scorsese when Lucas and Coppola and that would be like, you know, you guys show up when they're presenting me you know what I mean? Like, P.J. Butlin, Bill Bouchard, and Russ Brown presenting an award. And you're like, who's going to win this award?
I
don't know. It's like his three buddies came out.
Sure.
There.
So, it was pretty obvious that he was going to win. And that movie's good. I have no problem with it winning Best Picture.
Sure.
But it's certainly not the best movie Scorsese's ever made. So, to win for that was a little
I
weird.
I thought Little Miss Sunshine would win, even though I don't think it was the best movie either. I thought it was it was entertaining. It was more fun.
Yeah.
I really, all these other movies, it's got to be, I'm thinking deeply about the world.
Yes. It was very bad. And Al Gore, I don't know who had to take the Oscar from him, but he actually didn't technically win an Oscar.
Yeah.
Even though his movie did. But
did I mention that I got most votes? Did I mention that?
I thought they could have done that shtick with him and DiCaprio better.
Yeah, well, first of all, when is Al Gore ever good at doing anything comedic?
I saw him play a tree one time.
Well, that was the problem, though. In the movie,
the Tin Man.
In the movie, he was actually pretty engaging and like funny and like
right. Well,
and that was and then
that's all CGI. They made dinosaurs in Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah, they can do multiple takes in a movie when it's a live event.
But what was more appalling, the sucking off of Gore or Helen Mirren? Who got sucked off harder?
Helen Mirren from The Queen?
Yeah.
I actually did see that.
Apparently, Helen Mirren is the most attractive woman on the planet because everybody loves her.
Well, apparently the Queen had nice tubes. Wow. That was jeez.
Yeah. The Queen had nice tubes.
She big cans on Helen Mirren.
Hey, my role.
That's a channel joke, I think. Tubes or Subway.
Maybe I'd hit it. I don't know.
You'd hit
Helen Mirren?
I don't even know where I put her on my hot list.
Which six-year-old woman did you hit first, Diane Keaton or Helen Mirren?
You know, Diane Keaton looked amazingly well, but her face had a lot of like...
Hottest six-year-old ever, Raquel Welch.
Okay, but Diane Keaton, I think, had like a Bondo on her face. She was in like... She was in the auto shop smack before. Her. Yeah. She
really?
Was,
pull
yeah
a bag over your head.
Yeah, Diane Keaton is not hot anymore. And believe me, I would bang in her right up through the 90s. But
oh, in the 70s.
It's all over now. Yeah, I mean, wrong. Absolutely, Diane Keaton. And Raquel hey Welch, I haven't seen in a while, but maybe, I don't know.
All right, so.
We have a guy, a friend of the show, who still believes that the hottest chick is, oh, I'm fucking blanking on her name.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is so
that's
stupid.
That's pivotal.
we can take this out in post.
The redhead whatever with the big tomatoes. You know who I'm talking about.
The redhead.
Ann Margaret?
Big...
Ann Margaret is still the hottest
oh
chick.
Oh, right. Yeah.
According to a guy we know.
Still?
And I'm like, he's still like.
Is he 70?
No, he's like 35 or something.
35-year-old thinks
and he
Ann
still Mar- thinks Ann Margaret is the hottest chick in the world. And he wouldn't fuck any young chick. He'd just fuck Ann Margaret.
What? Who? What?
I can't say his name. Can I give you his initials?
Save it for the roast.
Can I give you his initials?
Yeah.
They're PJ. That's okay. All the initials. I'm not going to give you his actual name.
Can you actually say
his initials are PJ?
Can you say that on the show? Did
I she's think got a fire crotch.
No, PJ is... That's pretty...
She's got a fire crotch.
No, PJ
people
still says Ann Margaret, the world's hottest chick. He's not
come
taking
on
anyone else. There's no hot chick.
Anyway, we're a little slappy
here.
Do you
want to do my? Well, here's my. Do you want my hot? Okay, let's talk
about
hot.
Let's go into Joel's list.
Do you want the ugly chicks, the so-so chicks, or the hot chicks?
I love how we bring Russ in here to be, you know, your funny, perceptive comedian, and you didn't watch the damn Oscars.
Well,
I'm sorry,
everybody you booked him this week. Although I said we needed to have Russ in.
All right,
we're going to talk about the roast and comedians.
You can tell who's hot and who isn't.
Yeah, I'm not.
Right. Well, which one do you want, Corey? I'm going to give you the. You want the hot, the so-so, or the uglies?
Oh.
Let's go with the uglies. You want to go with the uglies?
Well, no, who's better? Should we start hot and move towards ugly? I think it works, flows that better.
Well,
right?
Maybe I give you the so-sos.
The so-so. Just get the hots out of the way.
Get the hots
we'll get
out of the
funnier
way. All right, here are the hots. Here are the hots. The hot chicks.
Oof.
Well, first of all, Kate Winslet is maybe the official hot chick of the Corey Joel
Radio
Show.
Winslet.
She looked good the other night, so Kate Winslet always wins. The chick that was with Mark Wahlberg, her name is Rhea Durham. She's a model.
Oh, I can't believe Marky Mark has a hot chick with
yeah
him.
I know,
wow.
But she
I'll
was
bet
real
she's
hot
smart.
Well, first of all, there were more hot chicks. The way chicks dress at this, they're not as hot as the Golden Globe chicks. The chicks were hotter at Golden Globes in general. Okay, Emily Blunt looked hot. She has nice big tits.
Emily
they looked
Blunt
great. She was in The Devil Wears Prada. She's a British actress.
Oh, okay.
And the other chick from Devil Wears Prada, Anne Hathaway, looked good. I thought as well.
Really, see a lot of the gay cognoscenti.
Yes.
Did not like the bow on her.
Everyone
dress
dumped on her dress, what? And I'm like, who's looking at her dress when she's got giant, milky, pale breasts in a strapless dress? I mean, she's hot. But, I mean, a lot of gay guys and fashion experts thought she had an awful dress.
You know who was hot? Abigail Breslin.
Okay, now you can stop right there. Shut up.
There's Corey a picture of Abigail
Corey
Breslin.
See, Corey now is surfing through his MySpace now and doing other things that have
no,
nothing
I'm
to do with the show.
I'm looking at the pictures. Okay. I have the pictures up as you read them.
Right.
I can agree.
Which
or
does
Instagram
nothing for anyone else except you.
It helps me.
But you watch the Oscars. You know what these chicks look
well,
like.
I know. All right, maybe Russ.
Gwyneth Paltrow looked hot. I'm not a Gwyneth Paltrow fan in general. She looked good, and I think you can see nipples through her dress. So you have to
really
go through and and still frame it like I did with my TiVo. Mm-hmm. But I believe I saw Gwyneth Paltrow nipples. Okay, here's a
nipple bumps.
Now she wasn't actually anywhere on the ceremony, I don't think, but I saw her on the red carpet. Portia de Rossi, who is the lesbian that dates Ellen DeGeneres, very hot.
Really?
She was on Ally McBeal. You might remember she was the hot blonde on that show.
What kind of porn name is Portia de Rossi?
I know, but
does that come with a baby rattle and a brass pole? Holy
she's,
shit.
She's a good-looking chick. I got to give her credit, man.
Well,
she's
her
a
name's
hot chick.
Portia de Rossi.
Let me recommend
there was
the
actually
film
another. Yes. There was actually an ugly woman named Portia de Rossi, and they killed her and took her name.
No,
was
I have a big theory about this, and it's a segment for another time. But
okay,
you name your child Portia, you got problems.
No, for sure.
Yeah, but it's like P-O-R-T-I-A. It's not even like the car.
I know, but trouble is
okay
ahead.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. Okay, and then here's my top three. Can we get a drum
let
roll?
Me recommend a film
top
called
three
Sirens, by the way.
She's naked in that, yes. There's a lot
all
of naked chicks in
manner
that
manner of naked.
Okay, but give me a drum roll here for my top three hot chicks.
Elle McPherson in that?
Elle McPherson,
McPherson
is
naked. My number three hot chick. Again, a Corey and Joel favorite, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
All right.
Yes, and Maggie Gyllenhaal did the thing where she gave out the scientific and technical awards. I always get a hot chick to do that, like a week before.
Yeah, because that's believable.
Well,
what an actress.
It's like Drew Barrymore gives out the
best. Yeah, remember Scarlett Johansson last year? I think it was Maggie Gyllenhaal. Another drum roll, please. My number two hot chick, and I found out recently that this chick is pregnant. Maybe it was a motherly glow, but Naomi Watts. was my number two
Liev
hot chick.
Liev Schreiber
knocked her up, which is he's kind of a nerdy guy. I'm kind
it's
of
good
surprised
work if you can get it.
Yeah, I guess so. And my number one hot chick, Corey, you may. Number one hot chick at the Oscars, Jessica Biel was my number one hot chick at the Oscars.
Oh, that's a shocker.
She was wearing a purple dress, and you could see her nipples. Clearly no bra. If you go go to thebastardly.com, I always plug those guys.
The Bastardly?
Yeah, it's a site you can look at hot chicks. Go look at the Jessica Biel nipple shots. They're great, by the way.
Well, I'm on it now, and I'm
and if you go through there, you can see Jessica Biel's nipples. Fantastic stuff.
Katie Lohman won their Hoochie Award.
Okay. I don't know but, yeah, Jessica Biel... Very hot, nipples. I gotta say, Jessica Biel, gotta watch with the working out. She's starting to look like an East German javelin player a little bit. She's got big arms, a javelin throw. So you just can't.
You know how?
My argument.
Gotta
be careful.
Bitch is getting skinny all the time.
Right, but Jessica Biel has a great ass, great tits, great lips.
Do they have an Oscar montage?
It's you know they posted so much shit around the Oscars on the Bastardly. You can, but anyway, if you find that. Go. Now you want my so-so chicks or my ugly chicks? Let's do this.
What's their so-so? Are they even mentionable?
No, they're so-so because these are chicks that are sometimes ugly, sometimes not ugly. I'll just tell you this. On my so-so list was the hottest girl at the Golden Globes is on my so-so list.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Well, let me just do these and then you've got somebody. Okay. Here was so-so. Nicole Kidman. Just so-so.
Just so-so.
I think she was wearing a bad dress and I think she got her lips inflated.
Okay.
Artificially.
It's that big red... bow she had.
Yeah, she had a horrible dress on, so and I gay. Think her lips look bad.
We're like the manly gays.
And here's another chick. Here's a chick I almost always find hot, but she looks so-so. Rachel Weisz.
No,
she looked like a vampire.
She was very pale.
It was not a good dress.
She looked great.
I mean, Rachel Weisz is a hot chick. She didn't look her hottest. I couldn't put her in my hot list.
I like my bitches milky. I
know that.
I want my
fresh
bitches
from the grave.
Yeah, I want my bitches ivory colored.
I didn't like it. I like Rachel Weisz in general, Ned, but she made my so-so list, and I'm sorry to say that.
I want my bitches looking like half and
now,
half.
This chick was on my ugly list. This is my ugly list on the Golden Globes, and now she made my so-so list. She moved up at the Oscars. Cameron Diaz actually moved onto my so-so list, believe it or not. Is that you got Jessica Biel's tits over there yet?
No, not yet.
I got Cameron Diaz.
I just caught
weed.
A glimpse
so
of
much
the American
crap
Idol.
There's so much crap on that. Just do it later. It's no big deal. It's not a big deal. But you can go to the Bastardly, surf through there, and you'll find Jessica Biel's tits. Okay. Cate Blanchett made it to my so-so list. I think she was on my so-so list at Golden Globes. She's okay.
Okay. Yeah?
She's a pretty girl. Don't get me wrong, but she wasn't hot to me. Okay. This is one. And I said she was hot. You got the nipples?
Now I have the nipples.
You have nipples, Russ? Can you see the Jessica Biel nipples?
Oh, good job, God. Wow.
Yeah, those are nice nipples.
Wow.
Excellent work, creator.
Yeah, those
you've
are
done well, big
she's
time.
Now, that is the hottest chick at the Oscars. I'm sorry.
Well, okay. I mean, yeah, that's good. I like it.
That makes up for John Merrick. All right,
okay.
You're good.
Here's a chick that I said was hot, and Corey, I'm sure you have opinions on this, at the Golden Globes. Very controversial, but I thought Jennifer Hudson just was so-so.
See, I
she was
even...
okay.
I'm shocked that you even like that.
Okay, I like she's got a good face. She's got big, giant chocolate milk-filled Hooters. And
they are huge. They're huge.
She's got giant
milk.
Giant black cans, man. I love them.
Those are some big udders that give out chocolate
but
milk.
But you know what? Her arms looked really
big, fat.
Fat
arms.
But I don't know, because it was in HD and the Golden Globes wasn't, but I could see like rolls of like cellulite on her arms, and I'm like, yeah, that's not hot.
Well, see, I heard her next film is Ron Howard's back fat.
That could be.
Yeah.
That would be, I'd love to see that. I'm waiting for that.
She's going
to
be,
that should
she's
be good.
Got a little bit the chub in the wrong spots.
Yeah, and
Lord knows I'm a connoisseur of fat women.
Right.
And
I'll take a fat arm. Don't get me wrong. But on her, it just was not good.
I've been with
some fat arms in my day, but it's not. No.
I mean, it looked like a center loin cut of.
Yeah, it was bad.
Rib.
It was bad. But her jugs looked good when she was doing her song and stuff when they did that god awful 30 minute
Beyonce?
Monthly. Okay, Beyonce, I put on my so so list. She was next. I said she
don't
looked,
mess with a black icon, Joel.
I said she looked like. No, I said.
Lundy will be all. Don't be stepping about
I
Beyonce.
I said. That Beyonce looked like a tranny at the Golden Globes. She pulled back on the makeup and the false eyelashes, and she looked okay. She's still not the hottest chick in the world, but she was okay. Who else? Diane Keaton I had on my social list.
Wow.
Like I said, she was okay. She was really made
That's
up,
That's kind
though.
Of a boomer jerk fantasy right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know.
One of my critic friends loves her.
Like, who, I just...
He's in his 50s.
I would want to just follow in the steps of Warren Beatty and Nicholson and Woody Allen. I'd like to just throw my semen in that pile.
You'd like to get in that
I'd
trail.
Be fine. Yeah, I would be fine.
You know, Nicholson with the shaved head was
scary. Yeah, he's doing a movie apparently where he plays a cancer patient. So
looked like.
Oh, who else I said was Kirsten Dunst? Who I'm an all-time Kirsten Dunst fan.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Not, I'll buy that. It's going bad. It needs to turn around quickly or it's over.
Well, she's
it can't. You have to do something.
She's 25 now.
Yeah,
I mean,
Joel,
she peaked.
She's all of 26.
I'm just saying, like, look. Maybe there can be some off-season acquisitions there, or maybe she can get some help in the draft. But Kirsten Dunst needs some help, or it's going bad.
Well, I hear
we're looking at it 2-14.
I hear she's installing a new defense, and that's going to make a big difference.
Hey, whatever it is, maybe she needs a new offensive coordinator. But that's just so. You want me to get to the uglies? The uglies are really easy this year.
Let's bring it.
First of all, Ellen DeGeneres, the host of the show. I mean, the worst man suits and purple velour that she wore at the beginning with white
shoes.
She's
not there for you.
And they tried to make her up, and she looked worse.
She looked like the Buster Brown boy, or what were those little shoes that
the
had
Cracker
the little,
Jack kid,
the little Dutch boy looking.
Yeah. Buster Brown. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. I don't even know her name. The chick that was the costume designer for Marie Antoinette that won was some scary foreign chick.
Okay.
Who scared the shit out of me. Sherry Lansing got a humanitarian award.
That was the biggest waste of time.
Yeah.
That was like Sherry Lansing used to be at Paramount. She was an executive, and I'm like, let's just blow ourselves.
She was a Hollywood power broker. Most people don't know who she is. She was hot in her day, but it's over
who
now.
Who cares?
Jennifer Lopez looked like she had work done, and I think Jennifer Lopez was not hot at all.
I like a woman with meat on her bones.
Although I think I could see her nipples.
Well,
I'm not sure about that, but I think she.
Remember when like Gina?
Remember my theory though. I hate to cut you off. All of our drops are Oscar winners, and we can now add Alan Arkin
to
the
true.
List. I had a theory about that. Okay. Anyway,
many of our drops are Oscars. Wow. Like this one.
They call her Camel Toe.
There you go.
Yeah, Michael
But that's actually not an Oscar-winning performance, but it's still an Oscar
anyway,
winner. Okay, here's another. Melissa Etheridge, obviously ugly, big dyke.
What's a huge lesbian?
Yeah. Jodie Foster is turning into Jane Fonda at the end with the short hair.
I don't agree.
Jodie Foster. Jodie Foster, not hot.
I think she's well-preserved. Speaking of lesbians.
Would you put her in your so-so or your hot?
I would put her in my... I don't know if hot, but she definitely looks good.
So for sure.
Amy thought she looked great and thought she would. I think she looks like...
She's probably a lesbian, too.
For her age, she's really in good
shape. She chopped off her hair and...
How old is she?
She's like 40-ish.
Yeah, she's 40-something. And then the all-time ugly, do you want to...
bring it.
This is going to be mean, and I know a lot of people are going to hate me for saying this.
Well,
and
Joel, a lot of people hate you.
Well, a lot of people hate me anyway.
Worst
thing. The ugliest woman at the Oscars, according to me, was... Kate Capshaw, the wife of Steven Spielberg, looked like a bus hitter. And she was a really attractive actress, looked like a bus hitter face, and left a few tracks. She was wearing little glasses. Did you see her? She never was on stage. She was just sitting there with Spielberg.
It was
Did you see her?
Frightening.
She was awful looking now. Oh, my God.
I got to say, the funniest thing we've actually done outside of the show was after the Gold Globes, Joel and I went through like all the Yahoo photos.
No, we went through the IMDb photo gallery, and I have not gone through it for Oscars, but it's fun.
I'm sure
they're all in there.
I'm going to give a Most Improved award.
Ooh, okay, I like this.
To Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, you know what? I had her on my so-sos.
I think hell on earth at the Golden Globes.
No. She was hot at the Golden Globes. I said she was the hottest chick.
Did you really?
Yeah, we didn't fight about that. She was wearing like a yellow short mini thing.
She looked good at the Oscars, I thought.
But I thought she was hotter at the Golden Globes, so I put her down to so-so. She was my hottest chick at Golden Globes. Mm. Oh, we're going to have a fight here.
I think she looks good.
We're fighting over the Golden Globes
Rachel
now.
Rachel Weisz.
Rachel Weisz it was a step down for the Golden Globes. She's a hot chick. Don't get me wrong. She didn't look her best. I mean, Kirsten Dunst is slipping into ugly, and it's a shame.
This from two men who live on Cheetos and pudding. We're sitting here going, oh, she looked like hell. Yeah, hand me a ding-dong.
I'm just telling you who looked bad and good.
You're entitled to your opinion.
And I
you have foundation.
I give reasons. I just gave reasons for all of these chicks.
No, but I mean as far as hotness.
Why? I know what a hot chick is.
I'm not going to judge a Japanese language competition. I'm going to.
Well, I know what you're saying. I don't know what a hot chick is.
No, I mean, you know what a hot chick is for sure. I'm just saying it's funny to listen to, like, you know, Corey and Joel, like,
chick.
But
I mean, who should,
she's let herself go.
Who should comment on hot chicks? Just hot chicks?
I don't know. It's just funny. That's
I'm the one who's, I'm the ultimate expert in hot chicks.
You would,
Because I look at them and I can't I can only admire them from afar. I don't get close to them. I have no personal relationship.
Here's one I'm gonna give.
No, you understand? Like yeah, I have no horse in the race. I have no hot chick. You know, it's like isn't that the best? Am I the best person to quote?
Well, you're right. It's like a far away, distant universe. It's like it's like Star Wars. It's like I'll never actually blow up the Death Star, nor will I ever nut on Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
So I can just imagine now. Reese Witherspoon would be far more hot than I need on a daily basis. Yeah. I can make do with much less.
You know, and Reese Witherspoon might be such a big pain in the ass that even if she's hot, you take a chick that's less hot.
No, for sure.
You know, you take like a good
that
looking.
Counts.
Right, like you take the waitress from the Coney Island who's cute, and she's not a big pain in the ass. She's not all full of herself like Reese Witherspoon.
I'm going to say here's another scary one, Faye Dunaway.
Okay, I didn't see her.
Oh, my freaking
God. I just did the Oscar ceremony proper, and then a little bit I saw of the red carpet. I didn't really get into the Wire photos.
You're right.
And all that
the
stuff.
Chick that was with Mark Wahlberg was hot.
She's really hot.
I'm
going
to give points to Isla Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give.
Yeah, I liked her at Golden Globes. They showed her briefly. She's Borat's girlfriend, Sacha
Baron Cohen.
Sacha Baron
Cohen's girlfriend.
She's a hot little chick. Yeah, she's a good looking actress.
There she is right there.
Anyway.
So there we go.
There's our Oscars recap.
We could spend hours doing this.
Anyway, we got to take a break. We're getting late in the show here already, and we've got more roast stuff to talk about, and we're going to talk about comedy. We've got Corey. We have – is this guy – what would you call the guy we're about to play after the break? The greatest comedian of all time?
One of the great.
One of the all-time great comedy bits of all time you'll hear after the break. So we're going to play more of the Klaxons. I'll read some viewer email. We got an interesting email recently that we will respond to.
Viewer, reader, listener.
Reader, listener, email. Right after the
read
break.
What?
Reader, we're going to read an email. I don't know. After the Klaxons, we'll catch you after this. We're back with you, Corey and Joel Radio Show. We were just talking more about the Golden Globes. And my theory is that some of these actresses actually heard my Golden Globes review.
Yes, I know we're big in Brentwood.
So I think what they did is they heard and then they improved their game for the Oscars. That's my theory.
What happened?
Although Queen Latifah she's still nasty. Oh, my God. She should be at the NFL Combine this week, auditioning with the offensive line.
She should be a tackle dummy.
She is a giant woman.
They ought to be running into her. And
yeah, Queen Latifah is gigantic. So, oh my
God. The Lions should draft her. Right.
I mean,
after
as much
Joe
as Jennifer
Thomas.
Hudson's like a chubby black girl, I mean, Queen Latifah's like, I mean, just oof,
heinous.
Like a pit fight between her and Michael Duncan Clark.
Yeah, Michael Clark. Yeah, so she's awful anyway.
Michael Clark Duncan.
That would be a good. I'd pay to see that fight.
Oh,
that
absolutely. Fight. So anyway, we're teasing this about the greatest comedy bit that we've ever heard. So Corey, do you want to get into this now? We found this on TV the other night, and I thought this was just a. Well, what can I don't know if the words can even describe how great this is. So
I'm
going
to tell you something. If you can ever get to the mountain this guy got on.
One day, Russ, you'll be as good as this guy. Yeah, just keep working
Kurt
at it.
The Kurt Cobain of comedy.
Someday, you're going to riff like this man. You're going to just pull it out. It's going to be boom. And then you'll know you've come to the comedy mountain. Here it is.
Everybody, I'm Eddie Vestoon. What's the deal with rent-a-cars? You ever have a rent-a-car? Boy, do we take good care of those babies, huh? I'm putting cigarettes out on the seat. I don't even smoke. I don't care. I like the smell of burning velour. Call me a wackadoo. You can do stuff with a rent-a-car you would never do with your own car, like floor it, then put it in gear. You ever try that? Get up to about 95, slam that emergency brake on, bat turn, one Adam 12, see the man. And you know that noise when the car is already on and you start it again anyway? I've been doing that all day just to annoy people. I'm driving over here. I go, say, you're screwing up the battery doing that. I said, it's a rent-a-car. He went, cool.
I love to listen to the fanfare they give you. All right. That was from.
Wow. I didn't know there was
we almost
that
have to hear that again for its pure suckiness.
One
that
Adam
was a guy,
12 was like off emergency
yeah,
in 1977.
Bat turn, one Adam 12, Cedar Man. What does that even mean?
Yeah, it's a weird. Okay, this guy, we were watching, they did the America's Funniest Videos joke file. Where they go out on the street and they ask people to tell jokes. And I had that too, sure. But those are just bad jokes. Oof. This guy is some sort of comic, Eddie Vestoon. We looked the guy up online. Couldn't find anything on this, believe it or not. Believe it or not, the guy's not on
what?
The web anywhere.
The clip look it was from about 1987.
Yeah, the guy was like this old, he looked like a cab driver. He was sitting in a booth of a restaurant or something, wasn't he? And he's just like, oh, how about these rent-a-cars, eh? What do you think about these things?
Call me a wackadoo.
Call me a wackadoo.
Oh, my God. It's the greatest thing.
It is the worst.
I opened for him a couple weeks ago.
I don't care. This Shimon guy, Hills. To me, sits on the right hand of Zeus in the Mount Olympus of comedy.
I'll tell you what a great. Let's play it back and let's comment on his lines. why it's because this is
well,
brilliant.
We
Russ,
saw this
your
and we've worked with guys like this.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm saying I have worked with guys.
Yeah, we've all done it. We've worked on shows in the road and you go and you see and it's like, God, it doesn't even look like the business you're in.
Here's the thing about this. On one hand, it is comedy. He has a timing. He has a cadence to it. But the material is so weak and so obvious and so stupid. And
I could literally.
So
you ever floor it and then put it in gear? I mean, who hasn't?
I can name guys who in the last year have done the joke. Hey, wouldn't it be crazy if there was a white rapper? It would go like this. My insurance is paying. It's like there are white rappers now.
Yeah, there are.
Beastie Boys came out in, what, 85? They're two decades in.
Yes.
Are you shitting me?
There's a lot of hack material. Now, I don't know how much rent
I hear guys do material. Airport material.
You do your airport. You do hear stuff about driving, and this is sort of in the same thing.
Is the blade down?
My very favorite was I was in Canada working with a guy who remained nameless. And he started in Canada, like one of his opening jokes was, hey, remember Jocelyn Elders? She told people to jack off. And I'm like, this is Jocelyn Elders was Clinton's first term, and this is Canada. All they right. don't.
Yeah.
It was
1992.
And then he follows it up with a Jack in the Box joke. You ever get drunk and go to the Jack in the Box? Which, like, this is fucking Canada. And they didn't even
have it. Yeah.
They didn't even have those in Michigan in 1979.
We had those, 20 years ago. Yeah, they were Jack in the Box.
For sure. But it was like.
Tim Hortons, eh?
The one thing that I always hear guys do that I hate when I hear guys go anywhere you go is like, oh boy, I was driving around. You people are the worst drivers I've ever seen in my entire
What's
life.
What's up with your speed?
Oh
Jeez.
My God, it was incredible.
Insert the name of town here.
I got in here Wednesday. I've been trying to make a left into the parking lot since then. You know, it's just... Anyway, let's go through the Eddie Vestoon clip. That's what I'm calling the
okay.
guy.
Hey, everybody, I'm Eddie Vestoon. What's the deal with
Okay, first of all, what is his name?
Is it Eddie Vestoon? We looked up every combination. How did I spell it on the computer? I spelled
with
it...
With a D. Vestoon. Let's try it. Let's play it again. It's going to be like... This is a
if anyone
film.
Can make this out, if anyone knows Eddie Vestoon or whatever this guy's name is, please email
Back
us.
Back and to the left. All right, let's try this again.
Oh, good.
Hey, everybody, I'm Eddie Vestoon. What's the deal with rent-a-car?
I think he says Vestoon with an N.
Vestoon? Vastude?
I don't know. Vestoon means like, you know, you have a bunch of little shiny, you have a bedazzler. If you're vestooned with, I believe it.
It's festooned.
Festooned, yeah.
But that would be,
but with a V.
I'm Eddie Festoon.
But it's definitely a V, right? It's not like.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, everybody, I'm Eddie Festoon. What's the deal with rent-a-cars? Yeah. You ever rent a car? Boy, do we take good care of those babies, huh? I'm putting cigarettes out on the seat. I don't even smoke. I don't care. I like the smell of burning velour. Call me.
Oh,
you just cut off.
I cut off the great line.
Go ahead. It's fine. It's fine. But you know, see, what do you think about these rent-a-cars, huh?
Yeah. He doesn't give time for. There's no. That's not a rhetorical question. That's just he's not waiting for your response. He's not like it's not like. What do you think about these rental cars? And then the audience goes, "I love them." No,
the worst part is you'll do a show with these guys, and the crowd will go, "Yes, rental cars suck."
Call me
we love it.
You can do stuff with a rental car you would never do with your own car, like floor it, then put it in gear. You ever tried that?
Well, I mean, look, I'm sure we've all abused a rental car less than our own car, and I think in a sense that's why that people are reacting to the material because there's familiarity to it,
right.
But it's not funny. Like you're not. Really doing anything funny to the rental car?
You know
putting
not,
out.
You know what's not familiar to him? Shame. That's what's not familiar to him. He should do.
Does this like appealing to people's inner dickery where they really want to abuse a rental car? Like, yeah, it's right. I put out cigarettes on a rental car. You got me, Eddie. That's me. That's me in that story.
What he's trying to do is he could come up with some great story about something he did to the rental car, but instead it's like this series of tiny little stupid comments.
That clip was taken from the Academy of Douchebaggery.
Yeah, it's such. This guy is so bad.
It's so.
And again,
amazing.
I'm not saying it's people will laugh to this. Like I guarantee you can go up and if you went up at Club Bard or wherever this week or something open mic and you went up and you did this exact bit note for note, people would be laughing.
Oh,
so
it is the very definition of hackery.
Yes.
Yep.
It's kind of like what you get when you see Bill Hildebrand in concert.
Oh, how dare you,
stop
sir!
It.
I'm joking.
Stop it!
I love the big.
You should be nice to him. That's the ghost of Christmas future.
First of all, I'm the one who looks like young Bill Hildebrand.
You really do.
So yeah,
you really do look.
I get
like
that
him.
More than he does. So
he's not booking a room. I don't have to be nice to him.
Oh, stop it!
Look, if you want to see Bill Hildebrand. Please, go get on a cruise ship and sail across the...
Yes, right. If he's not cruising the Caribbean, he should be appearing at the Roast. We're not 100%
certain of
that.
Passing the Cape of Great Hope.
We will
right
let
now.
Everyone know. So, Russ, you can write your Hildebrand jokes before the Roast on the 14th. All right, play some more Eddie Vest, dude. Let's listen to more crap.
Get up to about 95, slam that, emergency brake on, bat turn, one Adam 12, see the man.
Okay, what does that mean?
Okay, is bat turn a Batman thing?
Yeah, it's from the gay Batman TV show with Adam West where the car would stop, a jack would come out, it would pick it up, spin it around, sit back down, and then go the other direction. That's a bat turn. Not to be confused with a Rockford where you actually have to hit the parking brake.
That's a bat turn. Mm-hmm. Now, Adam 12 is from the show.
Adam 12.
That was
12.
A terrific show with Kent McCord.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when did that go off the air? 78?
It ran in the early 70s. Yeah.
I remember watching that when I was just a wee little on a black and white TV.
Yeah, I would watch that. It was on replays on the UHF station, Channel 20 in Detroit.
Good show, though.
Yeah, very good show, but I mean, that's still a reference to something that's so old. And he does it so quickly, like one Adam 12, and then he goes, what, see the man? What does that mean?
I don't know
what that
is. Is that like a book, like book 'em Dano, like you're booking to the man?
See the man? I don't know.
Play it again. Just play that thing about the turn and.
12, see the man. And you know that noise? And that emergency brake on, bat turn, one Adam 12, see the man. And you know that noise when the car is already on and you start it again anyway? I've been doing that all day just to annoy people.
that's brilliant.
Excellent work, sir.
I feel that this is like carpet bombing. This is like he's just going to throw it all at the wall and just move so quickly that you won't be able to break it apart and analyze it like we're doing. And you'll get the appearance of a wacky
comedy. That's
kind of
what happens. People will slow down and go, that's not funny.
Well, it almost is getting into like a listing joke. I mean, I don't know if people at home know what a listing joke you guys know is. We just basically come up with a thing like there's a guy I know, a bunch of guys that do this, where they talk about all the prescription drugs around and they took this and then that gave them a side effect so they took that. There's a bunch of guys doing that.
Really?
But like guys will do that and it's just they list like 100 medications in a row. And at the end, they get a big giant applause break because they listed all this stuff. But none of the stuff in there is funny.
It's
and that's sort of what
funny
I,
on its own.
No, that's sort of what I feel about this guy. Is like it's a bunch of stuff strewn together.
No,
none of it's funny.
I think it's
coming
the,
so rapid fire.
I, I disagree. I think it is the incoherent, coked-out ramblings of a lunatic, the same way people went, I don't know what Robin Williams is talking about, but you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. He's crazy.
It works in the same way. Yeah, I agree with that.
It's horrible, pointless, and it has, yeah.
Just one thing on Robin Williams. I read they did an interview with Rich Little in The New Yorker because he's going to do the White House press conference, the White House press dinner. Because they didn't want anybody controversial this year.
Yeah,
and it was like Stephen Colbert came in and like just said a bunch of nasty shit to the president. So they're like, let's get Rich Little. And they were like doing this profile of Rich Little. And they go, ask to name a young comedian he admired. Rich Little.
No.
Rich Little said, boy, that Robin Williams, he's crazy. He's wacky. And it was just like, Robin Williams was the name of a young comedian to him.
Oh.
Then they were like, Rich Little, they went on his website, like, of the 110 voices that Rich Little does, 75 of them are dead.
Oh, wow.
It was just like, anyway, that was great for
but
me.
Yeah,
to Eddie Vastude.
But Eddie, I think it's working. It's the fast nature of this joke telling. It's people don't have time to sit there and analyze, like we're doing, that these jokes suck. Now, we know these jokes suck because we've heard guys do these a million times.
It's also piped in studio laughter. Let's not give the guy too much credit.
No. But, I mean, this is a guy who probably he's done this bit before. That's the point. Yeah.
Well, the premise was it was like, tell us a joke. And they go to a mall and, you know, your goofy dad goes up there and tells it, hey, this duck walks into a bar.
Well, we don't know exactly. I think Eddie Vestude, he's also possibly sent that clip in.
And then they cut this clip in of a guy who's...
Yes,
actually,
so now his credits can say, you've seen him on ABC.
Right. An actual road hack.
Remember America's Funniest People, which was with Dave Coulier from Detroit?
Yep. Sure. Yep.
There were comics that I know that I worked with that have been on the show, and they still use that as their intro.
Listen, I know I worked with a comic 2 weeks ago that says, you've seen him on HBO because he was in 61. If you buy the DVD and go to the deleted scenes, you can see his head.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, and I'm like, who buys a DVD?
You know, what the sad thing about that is, Russ? There's three guys who are using that same credit.
Right, but this guy is.
and it's like, he's in the hallway walking by, and you see his back. You know, that's what the credit is.
Right.
Hey, PJ claimed he was in Spider-Man because he was an extra. Okay, that's my friend.
Yeah, we love PJ.
I love PJ.
Stop claiming
like
you were in Spider-Man,
You were not in Spider-Man.
All right.
Were you Doc Octopus? No.
Well, he was like, I was Harry.
I drove a fire truck.
Spider-Man.
I love his inflection. He kills me every time.
Fire truck.
I'm giving him a
hard time. I would think this would be stuff for the roast for PJ. I would think.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to hit him on this Spider-Man thing.
Okay, well, all right. That's fine.
Crap. You know, I know. I know. Yeah, they shot 61 at Tiger Stadium, and a bunch of guys claimed.
A bunch of guys showed up. They needed extras to fill the stadium every day.
No, I gave a dollar to a hobo, and before I did, he was like, you've seen me on 61.
Well, he was considered, though.
Brother. I was in 61.
Now dance, hobo. There's your dollar.
Anyway, any more Eddie Vastude? There's got to be more there, right?
I'm driving over here. Guy goes, hey, you're screwing up the battery doing that. I said, it's a rent a car. He went, cool.
But those guys are dicks.
I love the sound.
Oh, I love the music.
Yeah.
You know what the saddest thing in the world is this America's Funniest Home Videos, which my grandmother used to love. Some of the guys from Mystery Science Theater, one of the like the Peabody Award winning, one of the most critically acclaimed shows ever. Right for America's Funniest Videos.
Yeah.
Because they need a check.
Do you know how much more money they make for America's Funniest Videos?
I know. Because they're like, I got to eat. And they're like, yeah.
The show's never going away. It's going to be on forever.
As a comic and a writer, you're a prostitute.
Because you know what? Look at that kitty cat slide.
But you know what? I mean,
table,
you got to believe
linoleum.
If you're a union writer and you're writing for that, I mean, that thing is replayed constantly. I mean, you would think that there'd be
you get residual,
checks.
Probably not. But
not
probably
for writers,
You probably get a decent salary on that.
Yeah.
No, you're like a tit dancer. You could. Oh, you don't want to spin on the pole for $20? Well, there's a line of them.
I got a feeling that's like salary, and they just because there's
really?
No
yeah,
one.
You don't get shit.
There's so many clips. Who can tell who wrote what? So I think it's probably just they pay up front.
I wrote the ba-boing when the guy got hit in the nuts. That was me. I did that.
Hey, see this part where the kid hits his sister with a ladle? I wrote the wonk-wonk-wonk noise.
When that old lady drowns, I made the I put the sound effects in where a drain, somebody breaking a
when
dish.
When his bride's tit catches on fire, that was hilarious. That was... Oh, God.
Yeah, it's hold on.
I know this. I don't know if this is completely off topic, but I know you're into the Oscars. I do have a bit of a queer side. I have to watch American Idol because my wife really likes it.
Really?
That's kind of how I roll.
She's got your nuts in a bag, is what you're saying?
I don't really care for it that much, but I just found out that that one chick had all kinds of naked pictures of her.
Yeah, I've seen those naked pictures. And
they're incredible.
If I knew who that was, I would care, but...
No,
I'm
just saying.
The chick's not that hot. She's okay looking.
What?
She's all right looking. There's a million girls that look like that. No. I honestly wish I watched the show because then I would care about her naked pictures.
She's not a good singer, but man, does she have a talent. That's an America's Got Talent you want to see right there.
Well, apparently they're saying that there's pictures of her blowing a guy. And they're saying, but her friends have come out and said, well, those are fake.
No.
But the ones of her naked on the beach are real. So I don't know what's going on.
This is my favorite part.
Because seeing an actress naked ruins it for you.
She gets in a wet t-shirt and like a string bikini bottom and like flares her really nice body in a war memorial fountain. World War II war memorial. Yeah, she's shooting a wet t-shirt shot.
Hey, granddad needs a little love too,
all
right?
Yeah, I've seen all those. And
it's the answer to why we fight, but it's still
for the boys.
It's still a little disrespectful.
Yeah, it is.
I thought.
I mean, I don't know. What do you do if you're American Idol? Do you throw somebody off because they took naked pictures?
But the guy last year was like, I banged Paula Abdul.
Yeah, and they but everyone
there
denied
was nothing
that,
to that.
No one did anything about that.
Yeah, but she really... And it was great. They were like, she's allegedly pleasuring a man. I'm like, no, I've seen the picture. She's pleasuring a man for sure.
What
There's no allegedly.
I don't want to speak for the man. I mean,
believe me.
She might have not been pleasuring the guy.
This was not beginner's luck. She had the little ball tickle going on.
Pictures...
Was she giving him the two-hander dander?
It wasn't the two-hander dander, but it was.
It was... You know what? Honestly, my opinion of those is they were very average pics that guys would have with their girlfriend. I guess if you're into this chick because she's on a homo show, maybe you'd like
And what pics of your girlfriends do you have?
Well, whatever, but I mean, I'm saying...
I wasn't into her at all until I saw her naked. Then I was like, wow!
I didn't think she was that hot, to be honest.
She has talent. You're hot.
You know what? I feel about most women that way. So girls, just start showing us your tits, and it'll
that's my point. I mean, you can't just throw chicks off American Idol because they got naked.
I would
Because every chick gets naked at some point.
No.
Can we get over this thing where, like, seeing someone naked ruins their career?
Yeah, I think I think we've realized.
Like, Madonna did a whole book about sex, and
Paris
that killed her
Hilton.
Career.
Yes.
She showed her cooch to everybody who would... Madonna was actually offering,
She was blowing Big Daddy Kane in a photograph. Now, I'm sorry, but that's about the lowest thing you can do on film, in my opinion.
She had Vanilla Ice taking her backside.
Bending her over,
Yeah. Really?
In the book.
She gets Vanilla Ice?
In the sex book, she gets bent over by Vanilla Ice, and she blows Big Daddy Kane. And,
Wow.
Yeah.
The talent by injection from Vanilla Ice.
But I'm saying that's the talent you could even get to appear in that horrible book,
Now she's British, and she's in the Kabbalah, so she's all right. She's a humanitarian now.
Brittany whips out her beef curtains and now shaves her head.
Yeah, that was a big deal. And meanwhile, you can go on, like, the Bastard, the end of these sites, and see cooches all day and nipples. And boobs flopping out of dresses at all of these.
It's warm in California.
Or you could run down an actual vagina and drag it into your house.
I do both. I've done that.
You could caveman a girl and just drag her up the steps. But, like, bunk, 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 bunk. There you go. You're into
the
den.
Endorsed by the National Organization of Women, the Corey Joel Radio.
But it was very weird that Britney Spears took a lot of shit because she was getting out of a car and showed her vagina.
But
meanwhile,
every day.
She's banging that wigger Kevin Federline and getting knocked up, and she was married.
Easy.
She was married for 55 hours.
Hey,
that's not clown love to say that.
Come on now.
Wigger.
I'm
the term is Wafrican American.
All right. I apologize.
Okay. But I know what you're saying.
For goodness sakes.
Speaking of people that were famous for being naked.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
We have not talked about this Anna Nicole Smith debacle.
Boy. Do we have time?
I could care less.
And me too.
I do not care.
Until the damn judge showed up.
The judge was the greatest of all time. That guy was so great.
And Russ being so far up his wife's ass that he didn't even see this.
I don't get a chance to watch a lot of TV. I got three kids, man.
But you're home during the day.
You think I watch TV? What do you think I fucking do?
I don't know. You're too busy playing sniper on your computer.
I fan her with a palm frond and feed her grapes? No.
You're too busy thumbing through Soldier of Fortune, getting a hard-on,
I had a Soldier of Fortune subscription for 12 years.
Did you really?
Really
guns and ammo?
Ooh.
I never had guns and
never
ammo.
Never had guns and
body
ammo.
Armor.
No.
And
The judge was very weird. He was like this guy. He was from Brooklyn. He kind of talked like this and did all this thing.
And he called everybody... Texas, and he gave them
where
names.
They were from, and the guys by their last name.
He was gesticulating like he was landing an airplane.
My favorite part was when he's like, you know, I used to coach tennis. And I'd wear, when I coached tennis, I'd wear a white shirt, white shorts.
That
looked good.
The white shirts was the creepiest thing since Joe Namath
hit
on
that. It was very weird. It was a lot of non sequiturs, but ultimately I think the judge was kind of was a rational guy who made the right decision.
But he was very weird.
He went about it.
He went about it in a bizarre, weird, but incredibly entertaining way.
It's only because of perspective. If you weigh 250 and you're around a bunch of 500 pounders, you look skinny.
That's true.
But in that circus
in a
courtroom
that, yeah.
with all that
no, but
shit,
I'm saying, but
he's
I'm saying
the normal guy.
His judgments were sound. But the way that he carried himself was wacky as could be. But at the same time, I think he made a lot of sense. The way he was like quiz some of the guys where he would just take over the questioning of like that Howard K. Stern guy, which
what
I have to say that
douche.
Was the greatest thing ever because I was just happy to find out I actually made more money than that guy. And I was happy about that.
He muttered
under his breath, Jew.
Who did you make more money
Howard
than?
Howard K. Stern, Anna Nicole Smith's attorney.
He lived off her.
He made no money. He said he in his tax returns that he made since 2002, the most he ever made in a year was $12,000, which he got for being a cast member on the Anna Nicole reality show. And otherwise, he did not collect a salary, and then Anna Nicole paid for everything while they were together. So that was just funny to me.
Right.
So.
She covered all his expenses.
Yeah, and she really made him – the judge really made him look like a tool. Not that he didn't do it himself, but it was great to see him dressed down in front of the judge.
He was a creep on that show.
Oh, yeah.
That show – I used to watch the Anna Nicole reality show because it was really –
I'd seen it a couple
insane.
Of times, too, where I was just like, oh.
And I thought it was obvious they were banging then.
You were like, Darwin was wrong.
It was obvious Howard was her boyfriend then.
He was always around, and you didn't know what was going on, and he always denied
it. She'd go on dates and stuff, but it was so stagey.
That 12 grand got a lot easier after she hit the trim spa, I'll tell you that.
He earned his money before.
Yeah. He was just a weird guy, and basically, if he's the whole reason he's like fighting this paternity thing is that if he's not the kid's father, he's not entitled to any money from her will. So if he's not the father of that kid, he has essentially no money. And now they're reporting on the internet on TMZ that he's trying to negotiate to keep the house.
Okay.
And he would be able to keep the house, and then the other guy gets the kid in custody, and the kid inherits the money, which leaves Howard K. Stern with nothing. But then he would get a multi-million-dollar house.
Well, this is like
that sounds like a good deal.
This is in Brewster's Millions. See?
Oh, for sure.
In Brewster's Millions, he offers him like $3 million up front.
Yeah.
Then he says, "But if you do this deal and spend the $30 million, you can get $200 million." So that's what Howard Stern is doing. He's trying to hang in for the big money.
So you're saying,
but he could just sell a book tomorrow, couldn't he?
Probably write a book and get an advance for that.
Could he not sell that tomorrow? He get $2 million deal.
Yeah, he
off
could
a book,
sell.
Right?
He could sell his story, sell his book, make some money doing that.
The movie rights.
But as long as they're in court, everyone's afraid to like make money off this because then it looks like in court you look like you're biased or.
I can't wait for the movie on this.
Not impartial. Ugh. Well, anyway, it was very weird, and then there's video.
Gilbert Godfrey's going to be the judge.
But there is video of, like,
that
she
would be great.
She would go to a red carpet.
I think Henry Winkler would be good, too.
The boyfriend, Larry Burkhead, if you watch videos, Howard K. Stern is walking next to her, and then behind him is, like, the boyfriend.
Mm.
So they were all, like, hanging out together, which was completely weird.
Is it kind of like David Ferry and Kevin Bacon and whatever in JFK?
No, it was kind of like... You know what it was more
they
like?
They painted each other gold.
It was like Corey and his girlfriend with me on Valentine's Day at Pizza Hut Buffet. That's more what it was like.
Oh. Airtight? Was somebody airtight? What happened?
Look, we felt so bad for you.
For me? Yeah. No. Oh, fuck you. You changed it. Go ahead. Let's say it.
You felt bad for me. We felt bad for you.
On Valentine's Day?
Shut up.
Granted, you saved
me
a couple
Valentine's
bucks.
No one felt bad for me.
Yes,
it was
we
not,
did.
On Valentine's Day?
You're a fat
we
bastard.
We actually did the show on Valentine's Day.
Oh, you know, there was a great comedy show on Valentine's
Day. All right,
Day.
Well, that's we have.
Oh, hey. You know, we were actually taking bets on how long it'd take for the plug.
It took 73 minutes.
Oh, really?
That's pretty good. You almost made it to the end, Russ.
Wow.
But anyway, we did the show with Corey's girlfriend, and I made a joke that Wednesday night was the Pizza Hut buffet that Corey and I had gone to a couple weeks ago after the show. And then the two of them, it was also like a really shitty, snowy night. And Corey and his girlfriend, Amy, decided to go to the Pizza Buffet. And I said, look, we don't have to go. I gave you a million outs. I was like, I'm just kidding. You know, I'll go get a carry out. No big deal. Because I didn't have fucking Valentine's Day plans, right? So Because I'm through with women for the next 12,000 years.
I'm just going to leer
at
them.
To them
I'm just going to leer at them from under my bridge.
No, that's fine. But so we went to Pizza Buffet, and I think Corey took shit over that, but I don't know.
A little bit.
So it was
Corey,
a little bit.
You're in so much trouble.
It was a little weird. Yeah. But it was weird for me, too, because I didn't really want to be there. I mean, look, I wanted
she was
Pizza
like,
Hut.
It's, okay, well, here's what it happened.
It's the romantic day. Here's my buddy and me, like a tree.
And don't think I'm not going to catch shit again, but
the best yes.
friends we had planned to go out to dinner.
Yes.
And I said, I'm going to let you pick a place, honey.
Uh-huh.
She can never pick a goddamn
restaurant. Oh, okay. Well, that's true.
She can never pick a restaurant. Every time we ever go out to eat, I have to pick the restaurant, which is whatever. I don't, but it's like you feel like, you kind of feel like, well, gee, I'm always picking the restaurant. You feel like you're doing something wrong. Every other woman I've ever been with, they kind of have an idea where they want to go. Let's have whatever tonight, sushi or whatever. So I go, okay, let's pick. She goes, okay, I want to go to get sushi or whatever. And then I was like, okay, well, you know, we'll pick a place. And then she's like, well, I'll call and make reservations. Did you make reservations? And I'm like, I don't know where you want to go. It's like, oh, and then we just didn't like.
Well, it won't be busy at Bell.
By the
right,
time,
and then by the time we got to it,
it was
we
6
like,
o'clock or something. We were like, well, we can go have Pizza Buffet. And I made a joke because we were in the car getting.
And on Valentine's, you can't get into. First of all these damn restaurants,
yeah,
the high quality restaurants will like, they'll have Valentine's deals and yeah. that'll cost you more money because you got to get this and that. And it's all a load of crap.
You don't
crap.
Think she's worth it, you cheap prick?
No, I take her out to dinner every week.
No,
I
was like, that's why they jacked the price up.
Last year, I went to Champs and had the 8 Mile High Pie or whatever that was. That was good.
Yeah, and then you...
8 Mile High
here's,
Pie.
Here's Joel.
It's a big, giant cake.
Joel goes, well, you could take her to someplace nice like Red Robin.
Well, no, I didn't
say that. That was Joel's solution. Was to go to Red Robin.
Last year,
so
me and my girlfriend.
So she can get an onion ring on her burger.
Red Robin
went
was
to
a
Champs
nice,
and.
Red Robin was a nice restaurant.
Well, compared to Pizza Buffet, at least they'll serve you.
What was Ponderosa Brook? Hey,
if a chick
shit.
Took me to Red Robin, I'd be happy about it. That's
yeah,
all
Denny's,
I'm saying.
Denny's had tables available.
I'm a simple man with
listen,
simple
I like
taste.
Moons over my hammy as much as the next
God
guy.
God damn. Take her to a nice place like Red Robin, says the
Red
boy who loved
Robin.
Ketchup.
I'm just
and
saying.
Then he wonders, and then he wonders why he had no Valentine's Day.
Hey, so I'm good. I'm turning
the,
shit down at
the
this
pizza
point.
Buffet, did you?
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, what was that again?
I said it.
What did you say?
I said, I'm turning shit down at this point. I was kidding. Oh, fuck you. All right, I'm turning your mic off. That's it. Corey's mic's
you,
off.
Fat asshole.
I'm turning that off, too. Russ, you can talk. Go ahead, Russ.
Well, I just don't get it. It's like, I don't know. You went to Pizza Buffet. I've eaten
I was
pizza.
Kidding. He's
I've
the one that went
no,
there.
No, listen, listen. I've no, eaten pizza with off. You 100 times. All you ever eat is cheese pizzas.
I know, and I had to ask them specifically to bring out a cheese pie because they didn't have any.
You are a large flat pan away from just eating cheese covered bread.
No, I ate a cheese pizza, and then I had the cinnamon sticks, and I had some breadsticks with the marinara sauce.
But I'm saying if you put cheese on breadsticks, you eliminate the middleman. You're
no,
fucking...
because there's sauce. It's a different
experience.
It's a different thing.
It's a different
it's
taste
a cornucopia
sensation.
Of cheese and sauce and bread.
It's original pizza. It's peasant food from Italy, and that's what I'm from.
I caught a
my family are peasants from Italy.
You're from Hamtramck.
You're
no, not from
I mean, I'm from
Italy.
Hamtramck. I lived there for 18 months. What are you
your
talking
family,
about?
Your family are peasants from East Side, from Mount Clemens.
My father grew up in Italy. My father rode a donkey around as a kid in Italy. My grandfather was a farmer in
and
the hills of Calabria.
You could have been Geppetto.
Whatever, I know. You know what? I wish I would have been. I wouldn't have to work with this idiot over here. All right,
look,
listen.
I could take her to a nice place.
We
like,
have to wrap up the show.
My
like,
dad rode a donkey.
I rode a donkey.
When I was stationed in San Diego, we went down south of the border, and I saw something like that, I guess.
Well, my dad was in Italy. It was the 40s, and it was war-torn Italy. It was post-Mussolini.
I saw a tender play between a woman and a donkey in
Tijuana. Well, that was that nothing to do with my dad.
A tender play.
It was the strain, the stage.
I can't make it to the end of the show.
It was the
dying.
Stage adaptation of a very
picture Joel on a donkey in Cabria.
Calabria
with the fucking donkey going, oh my God, it's killing me. Oh, hey. My back.
Well, that's what pizza is. It's peasant food from Italy. It's made from leftover tomatoes and, you know, flour and leftover things in the kitchen, and that's how they made it.
Are you going to justify not putting anything on your pizza?
I've watched
I've watched
hours and hours of pizza documentaries
Catholic?
On them.
Do you eat small
no, I'm just
flavorless
saying,
wafers with your wine?
Listen.
Listen, it's
Fresh on Friday.
We have to wrap up.
It shows over.
Russ from Italy.
You can make fun of me on the roast to March 14th.
That's the
thank you for coming
ever.
Here. Well, that's true.
Russ, do you want to plug?
Do you want to plug quickly?
I'm at the Comedy Castle with John Reap this week, and
he's the Dodge Durango guy.
He's the hammer guy.
It's a hammer.
I was supposed to work with him last year, and he didn't show up. He did something else.
It's got a hemi.
Hopefully he'll show up this week.
So,
but anyway, thanks, Russ, for being here. We'll
no
see
problem.
Russ at the
Thank
Roast
you.
March 14th. Where,
can we get your DVD of Desperate House Guys anywhere?
Yeah. In my van, actually. I have 10 of them in my van.
Okay.
If you email us, we can get you a DVD.
Yeah,
Russ
will have those. Bring some to the roast. You can sell those.
I'm going to merch.
All right, let's play more Klaxons since we got to get out of here. We need to get into my pro wrestling match coming up. But I know, I'd love to talk
homo.
To that with Russ. But maybe
if you are in the area this weekend, you can go to Portofino's
if you
in Wyandotte and see Corey Hall.
Corey Hall will be there this weekend.
If you want to watch Joel get an erection with a big Goomba.
No, there's no.
It's
me actually fighting a guy for real. And it's
Yeah, and
be
they'll fun. Be boners. You
All
watch.
Right. Corey, play the Klaxons. Get us out of here. And thanks for listening.
Right,
we'll
donkey.
We'll catch you all next time.
God.
Later.
Good times.